Power of Jesus' Last Words, written by Debbie McDaniel and read by Kelly Givens. Today's Bible verse is John 19:30. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Last words have power, and often deep meaning and significance. And if, like me, any of you have ever been at the side of a precious friend or family member who was whispering final words in their last moments, you know the incredible heart connection they hold for you. We often find ourselves clinging to those words as we think about loved ones who have passed away. We treasure what they said and we remember. There's no doubt that Jesus knew what his last words needed to be here in this life. He knew the power of those final words and what they would have for generations still to come. And he had great purpose in them, which still breathe life and meaning for our lives today. Jesus became the final and ultimate sacrifice for our sin. The word in this verse, "finished," is actually from the Greek word tetelestai, which is the same word that means paid in full. Often, it was used as an accounting term, which indicates a debt was paid. The uniqueness about the way it was written is that the tense of the word indicates both a point in time and that it would also continue to be complete or finished. And this is the essence of what Christ came to do. He came to finish God's work of salvation in us. He came to pay it in full, the entire penalty or debt for our sins. He's at work in our world still today in powerful ways. People sin every day. They did then, and we do now. And that sin costs us greatly. It separates us from God. It sets up a barrier. It leads to further drifting away from what we know to be right, and often leads us to great despair. But the hope that we have now because of Christ's death on the cross and his ultimate sacrifice on our behalf is this: he completed the work. He paid the sacrifice in full on our behalf. No other payment is needed. He just asks that we accept his gift of forgiveness and life. Jesus came to save. He came to rescue us, a people without true hope, to give us a lasting life and freedom that we can only find through him.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.